This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Israel's new government on Sunday pledged close cooperation with the United States, despite expressing serious reservations about efforts by Washington to rejoin the international pact to restrain Iran's nuclear program. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Rome on Sunday. It was their first face-to-face meeting since a new coalition government assumed power in the Jewish state, ending the 12-year control by former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Ahead of their talks, Lapid acknowledged that, quote, in the past few years, mistakes were made in relations between the two countries, with Netanyahu closely aligning himself with former U.S. President Donald Trump and Republicans in the U.S. Congress, at times to the exclusion of close ties with Democratic officials. Lapid said Israel's bipartisan standing was hurt. He added, we will fix those mistakes together. The top Israeli diplomat, who under a power-sharing agreement will become the country's prime minister in 2 years, following new Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, said he has spoken with both Democrats and Republicans since taking office, and had, quote, reminded them all that we share America's most basic values, freedom, democracy, free markets, and constant search for peace. The United States is seeking to rejoin Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China in the agreement to block Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Former President Trump withdrew the United States from the pact in 2018, saying it was not tough enough on Tehran. Lapid did not spell out Israel's objections to the U.S. rejoining the nuclear deal, saying only that Israel has some serious reservations about it. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Pentagon says the U.S. military carried out airstrikes on Sunday against Iran-backed militia in Iraq and Syria in response to drone attacks by the militia against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. The strikes targeted operational and weapons storage facilities at two locations in Syria and one location in Iraq. In a statement, the Defense Department said, quote, as demonstrated by this evening's strikes, President Biden has been clear that he will act to protect U.S. personnel. The death toll from the Florida condominium collapse rose to 9 on Sunday, even as rescue workers continued to search for more than 150 other people who remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said one person died in a hospital while workers found more bodies in the massive rubble after they dug a trench through the wreckage left after a large portion of the Oceanside 12-story tower collapsed without warning early on Thursday. Authorities brought in heavy equipment to help them search through the debris, which is being taken to a warehouse for forensic analysis. Officials remain hopeful yet of finding people alive, though it has been more than 3 days since the building collapsed. Al-Shabaab jihadists killed at least 12 people Sunday in a raid on a town and military base in central Somalia, according to the army and local officials. One source told the French news agency the attackers were pushed back and many of them had been killed, although the exact number of dead was not clear. The source said the attack started with the detonation of a vehicle loaded with explosives. Al-Shabaab confirmed the attack and claimed 34 soldiers at the military base had been killed. Authorities also announced Sunday they had executed 21 al-Shabaab members. That would be the largest ever execution carried out in Somalia. The UN envoy to the Middle East says shipments of Qatari-funded fuel into the Gaza Strip will resume for the first time since last month's 11-day war between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers. The move would mean a return to the informal arrangement between Israel and Hamas in recent years, in which the Islamic militant group gets aid in exchange for peace in the blockaded territory. The Israeli military body that oversees civilian affairs in Gaza confirmed the deliveries without saying who was paying for the fuel. The military said permission for the deliveries was, quote, conditional on the continued maintenance of security stability. Last month's war was halted by an informal truce brokered by Egypt. Hamas has demanded a significant easing of the blockade, while Israel has vowed to respond militarily to even minor attacks from the territory. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.